Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Thanks to Williams Chicken in Arlington for having us out today. We're going all the way till 7 o'clock, and you can come by and pick up your State Fair Classic tickets. Go watch Grambling and Prairie View here in a couple of weeks. It's the 100th edition of that game.
That's amazing.
Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here it is.
Hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much for doing that, Lucius. Appreciate you. Thank you, Dawson, and thank you also to Reliant as well for being a part of this. Got this breakdown of the Bears. I'm thinking, guys, this is going to be a shootout game.
Isn't that weird?
I mean, do you think it's going to be a shootout?
Bears, it's like defense, low scoring. This thing is just, it's the complete opposite Chicago Bears we're accustomed to.
I don't trust either one of these defenses right now. I really don't. I think, and the Cowboys' offense is better than the Bears' offense, but there's some plays to be had against this group.
Got an alternate universe going on where the Rangers can't hit and the Cowboys' best position group on defense is their defensive tackles. It's pretty weird.
Unbelievable. That's a great observation.
How about this, though? When we went to training camp, did we talk? Myself worried about the defensive tackle group. Was it as simple as trading for Kenny Clark?
Yes. Yeah.
It was that simple.
Yeah, and Solomon Thomas is pretty darn good.
I think Solomon Thomas has been really good.
Yeah, it would have probably been, without Kenny Clark, a little bit better than we were anticipating with Solomon Thomas and what he's brought to the table, and then Osa really just kind of picking up where he left off. But I think without Kenny Clark, you're talking about this run defense still being a fair problem.
Solomon and Arlington guy? This is home.
Coppell.
He's played with Connor Williams.
Miles Garrett. That was Arlington, right?
Yes. Arlington Martin.
He has really impressed me at his age. The quickness, the power, the intensity that he continues to play with.
He was at training camp when Booker was having some problems. He was kind of Solomon Thomas was kind of quick off the ball, kind of jumping around him, you know, making Booker have to lean a little bit and all that. But he's done a really, really nice job on there. All right. This pass rush last week I felt like there was more to it with the Giants, with their young guys, with Thibodeau, you know, with that group, with Carter.
Burns.
Yeah, that was
Lawrence.
Yeah, with Burns. That was a much different group as pass rushers. I don't think you're going to deal with that kind of problems with this particular group. What you're going to deal with, though, is there is going to be some movement of the front. You know, it's going to be very reminiscent of like what you saw with Dan Quinn. Remember when Dan tries to rush 4 and then does the twist where it's the tackles and the ends and the loopers and stuff like that? They will bring that type of a rush to you. They will bring the movement of the front. But like I say, I think they really lack something at linebacker. And they especially lack right now at a couple of corner spots.
Mm-hmm.
And where they're really, really, really hurt is Kyler Gordon, the nickel corner, being out.
Yeah, he's been fantastic.
The guy that's replaced him got absolutely worked.
Nick McLeod. Nick McLeod is there's
Hello,
been
McLeod.
Yeah, there's been he's number 24 on your program. And Nick McLeod is, if you watch the Vikings game, you watch then the Detroit game. they said, you know, Nick McCloud, you're not good enough to cover. And there were times where they ran motion where he was involved, and they, like, McCloud would just drop the coverage. And then there was St. Brown wide open. So there's been some, that, you know, talk about your own communication issues. The Bears have had their share of communication issues too. Down in the red zone, backs in the backfield, wheel routes that were ended up in the end zone and stuff. I think there's a couple different ways you can go here, and I'll ask you guys which you would rather do. If I could tell you, like I did in the previous segment, if I could tell you you can run the ball off tackle and have success doing it, or...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Or would you rather tack a group that really doesn't have much pass rush and has liabilities at corner and at nickel?
Yeah, you win this game in the air. I'm going after Cowboy legend Sean Wright. Tyreek Stevenson and George Pickens is going to be interesting. They could get in a fight. Those are two hotheads.
Yeah.
We got to watch out for that because Tyreek Stevenson will engage with you now.
Sure.
And if he draws Pickens, but I think I'm all about the air raid.
I'd rather work around a good secondary than a good pass rush, though. You know, I feel like Dak can throw the contested ball.
So you want to throw instead of run?
I thought you were asking.
I was asking because there's a couple of avenues you could travel here. You could travel the Williams Avenue and do the counters and playoff tackle and do those things, and probably have some good success, some successful plays. Or you could try and protect against a line that doesn't offer a lot when it comes to the pass rush. Hmm. And a couple of guys down, and linebacker, they got problems too.
Yeah, Noah Sewell is not very good.
Yeah, Noah Sewell
is. Penei Sewell's brother, and he's having to play in place of T.J. Edwards, I believe,
right,
he's hurt.
Right.
So I think the way to success for this team, though, is establishing the run. Like, when they run the ball well, they make it look easy.
Right.
When they're passing, it's, you know, penalties or, you know, a punt or, you know, I would feel a lot better about this team if I know they can be that ground-and-pound football team. And that's going to take pressure off your defense, too.
How about you, Chief?
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is kind of a pick-your-poison. Like, I think both are going to work here.
Right.
But seeing this Cowboys passing attack has me pretty fired up. With this secondary, the guys they have banged up, they're like 28th in pressure rate, as you were mentioning. They don't get after the quarterback. So you're going to be able to do a little bit of both here, but I want to see some explosive plays.
Yeah, I think to me that it's not a crusty thing, but I'm kind of interested just because of how good Dak Prescott's been on play action.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in run, mix it, run, you know, kind of like you see the play action stuff with if you're having success running and all of a sudden it's hard play action, linebackers step up, you know, thinking they're having to deal with the run or get to the outside, and now there's that space in the secondary and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I'd like to see I'm just trying to think of ways now to maybe have to protect your defense a little bit.
Yeah,
more.
I think there's some elements to that for sure that are fair.
I mean, you might not have to protect your defense as much this game as in a coming game like in Green Bay next week.
Yeah, but after you saw last week, I mean, that is definitely on the top of mind, right? I mean, with what the Giants were able to do to you.
Can you shorten the game, run some clock? The problem was the running game really – didn't get going for you until the second half.
Right.
Last week.
Right.
So can you establish that early on? They weren't. They did it against Philly.
Right.
They weren't able to do it against New York. So I think you kind of just got to roll with what's working for you. And to me, I think that passing game is going to be working no matter who the opponent is this year.
Yeah, I mean, Dak's playing so well, and I was so encouraged by getting, you know, way Pickens got involved in that game. I mean, I'd love to see Pickens and Lamb just both.
Yeah,
you know, that's
it should be a good week for Ferguson. Had himself a pretty damn good game too. We'll talk with him coming up at 5:20.
Yeah, they've you know, they've got Grady Jarrett inside now. Grady Jarrett, veteran guy.
Is he showing his age a little?
He's kind of
hurt
still,
too.
Kind of still plays. No, he's not hurt. He's kind of. Was he on the injury report? I don't.
Yeah, he was yesterday. I saw him on Twitter.
I think it was an old man deal.
Okay.
I think it was an old man.
Yeah.
It was an old man situation there. But the thing with Grady, he's still got power.
Mm-hmm.
And so now.
That could be a concern with Hoffman.
Yeah, that's what, you know, that's, to me, I'm trying to do as much as I can to help Hoffman in this game. You know, the way that they're, I could see. Okay. I could see the Bears putting somebody. I could see them trying to put like Jared on him a little bit more.
What do you remember from last year? I'm trying to think. Did you think Brock was better? And it's right guard, not center.
Right.
But was he better run blocking versus the pass pro?
I think he was better at the run blocking stuff.
My gut's saying the run too.
Yeah.
So maybe for him to get him settled into the game.
Right.
That could be that might be the what I go with then.
I hope
let's try and establish that counter.
Yeah, I hope this offensive line doesn't kind of fall apart with
me too.
I know they did some good things in the overtime with Brock Hoffman in there, but I hope it just doesn't fall apart that way. You know, that maybe it's like.
Because you still got a rookie right guard.
Right. That's the thing. I mean, you're kind of in a situation right there. But I'd keep an eye on with Grady Jarrett there. I think Dexter, I think that when you're talking about the other tackle there, he's from Florida. That's a guy that you might want to think about putting in that one technique over.
He's a big, powerful man.
Yeah, big guy that put him over Brock Hoffman and see if Brock Hoffman can handle that. That might be something that the Bears try and do.
So who's the main guy you want to pick on, you think? Is it McLeod?
I think it's McLeod because we all kind of know Nation Wright.
Yeah.
He got a pick six
against the Vikings, but otherwise, I think in that second half,
yeah, they went after him.
Yeah.
I think the nickel, because what you could do is you could do stuff with by moving CD around and you know, if Tolbert plays, I think there's some really good opportunities against McLeod. I just don't think he covers well enough. I don't think he's very aware. I think if you have to, if this turns into, okay, got to get first downs, move the chains kind of thing, I try and find 24 in this field.
They're down two starting corners.
Yeah.
Two of their best players on defense.
Right, right.
It's going to be glorious. Let's go 40 burger. There was a moment during the Manning cast, that first Monday night game, Bears defense playing against J.J. McCarthy, and even Peyton Manning said, I played 18 years, and I thought that was man coverage, and they confused me.
Yeah.
So Dennis Allen does have a couple of things up his sleeve where he can try and confuse you a little bit. So just something.
Well,
to watch
he'll try and get that like that double A gap blitz look, that mug look where you walk the and then drop guys out of there is what he'll try and do. So,
all righty,
there's possibilities here.
I do have a practice report. We can look at that. We can get your NFL football fix. Diggs, Guyton, Turpin, all full. So that's a good
that's
thumbs
great
up.
Sign. Yep.
Yeah. Woolchuck, where are we going next?
All right, let's do some daily football fix, shall we? And let's get into Mad Dog as he is defending quarterback one. Ben Johnson's responding to Brady. And could it happen? That's next in the name.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.